tao ay may dalang mga posibilidad ng tagumpay o kabiguan, ng ligaya o lungkot. Kaya marapat lamang natanggapin si Jesucristo bilang tagapagligtas at Panginoon. At matapos yon ay panariwain ang katapatan at paglapit sa Kanya bawat araw o day by day. Ang day by day ay naglalayong umalalay sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay Kristiyano.
Circumstances have clouded his view, and Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that I won't have the words that he needs to hear. I pray for your wisdom, O God, and a heart that's sincere. Friend up to you. Lord, I lift my friend to you, my best friend in the world. I know he means much more to you. I want so much to help him, but this is something he has to do. And Lord, I lift my friend up to you. 'Cause there's a way that seems so right to him, but you know where that leads. He's becoming a puppet of the world, too blind to see the strings. And Lord, I lift my friend up. Friend of you. Lord, I lift my friend to you. I've done all that I know to do. I lift my friend.
Narito po ang ikalawang bahagi ng mensahe ni Pastor Ed Lapis na pinamagatang
Comforting the Bereaved.
At isang napakagandang pangarap, isang magandang plano, yun pong magkaroon ng katotohanan ng ating buhay. That's why I encourage people, lalo na po yung mga above 60 years old na, lampas na sa 50, sa 60, 70, na magkaroon pa ng mga bagong proyekto, magkaroon pa ng mga bagong katuturan at hindi umupo na parang iniintay na lamang ang kalawit ni kamatayan. And this is happening in our country. Marami po sa mga tao sa atin, sa matatanda sa ating bansa, kasi sabi sa akin, matanda ka na, huwag ka na magganyan. Matanda ka na, huwag ka na mag-rubber shoes. Matanda ka na, huwag ka na mag-jogging. Matanda ka na, huwag ka na magpunta dito. Parang, anong gagawin ko? Iintayin ko na lang mamatay ako dahil matanda na ako. At yun pong ganong matatanda, ay patay na. Katawan na lang ang buhay pag wala ng mga pangarap, pag wala ng mga gustong gawin, at pag wala ng katuturan. Kaya nakikita po natin at reklamo ng maraming mga young couples, yung daw mga biyanan, mga lola, ay mga pakialamera, mga nakakainis, this and that. Alam niyo po kung bakit? Dahil una, of course, yung mga matatanda may wisdom, natuto na sa kanilang buhay. And second, gusto pa nila magkaroon ng kahulugan. They want that their presence would make a difference. Kaya pati silya, iibahin ang ayos, pati timpla mo, iibahin niya ang ingredients. Para bang may katuturan na nandun siya, may nangyayaring pagkakaiba dahil nandun siya. And we must understand this. Kaya ibuhoy matanda na yan, huwag mo nang bibigyan ng gagawin. Sabi ko, parang man ang pinatay pag hindi mo binigyan ng gagawin. Dapat may ginagawa. Hindi parusa sa mga tumatanda ang bigyan ng gagawin. At hindi parusa sa mga bata, no? Masyadong bata pa yan. Nobody's too young or too old to be meaningful and to be significant. Magkaroon ng katuturan. Kaya marami po talaga yung mga pampered, mga spoiled, sila yung mga walang direksyon, sila yung mga bored. Dahil hindi nila nakikita yung meaning. Some of the finest people I know happen to be very, very poor. And you know what made them very fine? Their poverty places a lot of responsibilities on their shoulders. Nagkakaroon ng meaning ang kanilang buhay. Again, I was talking with this German friend last night and we were talking about Filipinas na nagiging prostitute all over the world. Because I told him that I'm setting up a foundation and one of the purposes is to disseminate information among the rural women of our country na malaman nila ang nangyayari sa mga mail order brides. Ano ba talaga mga kabiguan na nararanasan ng isang Pilipina nag-aasawa ng puti na out of one success story, you have three that fail. Pero hindi na nila matanggap na nag-fail sila, hindi na sila uuwi sa kanilang barangay. Kaya kahit ano na lang mangyari hanggang magka-prostitute sila ay gagawin na dahil ang mga kamag-anak walang tigil ng hingi ng sapatos, ng pabango, ng ganito, ng kamera, ng lahat-lahat. Sabi ko, yung mga yan, okay, we don't agree with what they do that it's wrong. Pero may meaning yung life nila kaya sila nagiging ganyan. Nabubuhay sila para sa iba. Masasabi ba natin that we live for others? Aside from our immediate family, yung asawa mo, anak mo, nanay mo, kapatid mo, natural lang. Yung nga iba, hindi pa natural yon, pero natural lang. But do we live for others? Mabait ba tayo, pero doon lang sa ating kamag-anak? Hindi natin matiis na nakikita yung anak natin, o pamangkin, o kapatid na nagugutom, pero kaya nating tiisin yung mga kapitbahay, yung mga tao dyan sa kalabas, kaya nating tiisin. What kind of kindness is selective kindness? What kind of love is so selective that you would not afford your immediate family member to go through pain, and yet you can close your eyes to the pain of everybody else in the world? Hindi rin ba nilikha ng Diyos yun? Hindi rin ba anak ng Diyos yun? I'm very happy that eventually, personally, I'm getting involved with ministries that directly alleviate pain. Katulad ng sa mental hospital, katulad ng sa ganito, sa ganun. Hindi natin kayang i-justify ang ating doctrine of love without charitable work. Without works of love, love is only a word. And the highest form of hypocrisy is to make a big deal out of the word love and look at your life and see that you are not really doing any acts of love. So when we minister to the bereaved, we minister also unto ourselves. How else is ministering to the bereaved good for the ministering person? It binds interrelationships. Nagkakaroon ng bonding. Mas malakas pong magpatibay ng samahan yung pagsasama sa hirap kaysa pagsasama sa sarap. Kaya yung mga tao na marunong na manaog sa kanilang mga tore at bumaba at makiisa sa mga naghihirap, sila pa ang nagkakaroon ng magaganda, malalalim, matatagal, matitibay na relasyon sa kapwa. And so in the process of ministering to the bereaved and to other people, we also minister unto our own selves because we feel needed and we feel loved and we feel wanted. At di ba't ang pinakamalaking parusa sa isang tao ay yung not to feel wanted and needed? There was a time na may nagbibiro sa akin na, galit ka ba dyan? Ba't ang dami mong pinapagawa sa kanya? Sabi ko, yung mga taong galit ako, hindi ko pinapagawa. Yun ang expression ng galit ko. They will not feel needed and useful. Pero matagal na po yun. But there is truth in that. That if you put people to work, if you make them useful, that means you love them because they will feel good about themselves. Hindi lang naman dahil kailangan mo yung produkto ng kanilang trabaho, kundi they will feel good about themselves. And the highest form of snobbery is not to make anyone feel useful and needed. So, pagka hindi po tayo pinagagawa, baka natutuwa pa tayo, ilag kasi sa akin, takot kasi sa akin. But we feel useless. It is a privilege to be needed, to be wanted. To be always summoned and called as if the world would not be the same if you were not there. How else does ministering to the bereaved help those who minister? We witness to the world. As a church, tayo po. Whenever we minister to the bereaved, actually we are ministering to the world. We establish contact
with the world.
Yan po ang isa sa mga pinaka-draining activities, as far as I'm concerned, is to go to a wake, to go to a funeral service, to conduct a funeral service, to go to a place where somebody died. For me, that's the most draining of all experiences. Why? Because first, you have to minister to the bereaved. Second, you have to witness to the relatives. Kaya ganun-ganun na lamang at abot-abot ang aking mga bilin at mga paalala sa lahat ng ating kasama sa team whenever we go to somebody na may patay o sa mga lamay. Dahil yung mga kamag-anak no na unbeliever, na matagal nang may naririnig tungkol sa atin, paglinggo hindi nila kasama itong kapatid natin na ito, nasa ating piling. Pagka may mga lakad tayo, alam nila. Pagka ginagabi tayo, may mga visitation, alam nila. Marami silang iniisip at marami silang mga haka-haka tungkol sa atin. And most of it negative because they are jealous, because we pluck their family member away from their traditions, away from their family activities, and then into our fellowship. So naturally, it will be very difficult for them to like us. Not to mention the fact that many of them believe sincerely that we are wrong and they are right. Tapos, darating tayo sa kanilang mga lamay, darating tayo sa kanilang mga burol, syempre, binabantayan tayo. Ang bawat kilos mo, ang bawat patay na kukumo nakikita nila, ang bawat hagik-gikan, ang bawat kalabitan, ang mga kilos, kung paano umiikot ang inyong mga mata, tinitingnan nilang lahat yan. Dahil, sabi nila, darating daw yung mga taga-kulto. Sige re, kulto ang tingin nila, di ba? Darating yung mga born again, darating yung mga praise the Lord. Siyempre, pumapasok ka pa lamang, naka-alarma na yan. That's why we have to be careful. And it drains me so much to minister to the bereaved and at the same time, put up a good performance for these people. When I say performance, I don't mean fake, but to let them see the best in us. Siyempre, merong bad in us, and merong worse in us, and merong good in us, and may better in us. But in front of these people, we put up our best. It's true, but it's the best version of the truth. Why? Not for me to have a good image. Para hindi naman pagtalikod natin, eh kantsaw-kantsaw nila. Oh, ayan, yung mga brother-brother ninyo. Napakahaliparot pala ng mga sister-sister ninyo. Hagik-gikan ng hagik-gikan, kilitian ng kilitian. Oh, anong nangyari? Ipinapahiya natin yung ating kapatid. That's why it's very draining. And that you have to deliver a message, and you have to run a worship service, and we have to sing our songs, and we have to distribute our tracts, and we all have to be there. And at the same time, I know that all of us who go there are also carrying heavy loads. Na itong singer na ito na kailangang nandun ay nilalagnat ngayon, na itong nanay na ito na sinabi natin magpunta naman ng mga women at ng may representation, baka akala nila eh, youth church itong church natin. Eh, magpunta naman, eh, alam kong ang anak na may sakit, pero nandito siya. And I know all of this, and it drains you. But nevertheless, it is a unique, a wonderful opportunity to witness. Ang mga kamag-anak naman na yun, hindi pupunta rito eh. Hindi naman nila tayo makikita rito. Pero sa pagdayo natin sa kanilang mga lugar, sa kanilang mga bahay, sa mga punerarya, kung saan man yon, nakikita nila tayo. And what they see or don't see will determine if they will open their hearts, not only to us, but to the gospel that we bring to them. So you see, it's a wonderful opportunity. It may be difficult, it may be draining, but it is an opportunity. And of course, when we minister to the bereaved, we gather for ourselves treasures in heaven. Pero dapat yun na yung lowest sa ating ranking ng mga motivation. Because the Lord said, whatever you do to the least of this, my brethren, you do it unto me. Hindi ko maintindihan kung bakit maraming mga pagkakataon na merong namamatay na immediate family members ng ating church, and yet I keep on seeing the same faces go there. Yung mga iba, kahit i-announce mo, tawagan mo, hindi sila pumupunta. Para bang hindi na sila mamamatayan at parang hindi ba sila namatayan once upon a time. At parang wala na silang pakialam. When somebody dies, especially if this is our family member in this church or immediate family member of our members, we drop what we do and go there. Unless you have very, 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 very valid reasons not to be there. And even if some of us could not personally be there, we send representatives. But you don't always send a representative. 85% of the time, you should be there. You should not be content with, ay, nandun naman ang mga kapatiran. But because we have human activities and we have human entanglements, maybe you are allowed 15 to 20% leeway not to be there. But 80% of the time, you should be there. Bakit ka pa naging member ng church na ito? Bakit pa tayo pa-brother, brother, sister, sister? The highest form of hypocrisy is to call somebody brother and sister sa may need. Wala ka naman dun. Tawagin mo na lang Toyang, Tonya. Tawagin mo na lang na kung ano-ano. Pero huwag na lang pa-brother, brother, sister, sister. Kung hindi naman tayo nakikiramay. Hindi naman tayo mga artista na kahit na naiinis ka, ate, tita, ang tawag sa lahat. And so, we minister. We benefit when we minister. They benefit when we minister to them. And who else benefits? The unbelievers benefit. Why? Because they see Christian doctrine in action. Hindi nila nadidinig yung sermon about love. Nakikita nila. Kaya ganun na lamang ang pagbibili natin pag mupupunta tayo sa mga ganyan lamayan. Huwag kayong maghahanda. Kasi pag sinabi natin, o darating ang church, ilang kaya yun? 30, 40, 50? Nalulungkot ka na nga. Baka wala pang mga abu-abuloy. Mag-iisip ka pang magpapakain ng 50 tao. So we tell them, huwag kayong maghahanda. And most of the time, whenever we can, we bring our own merienda. And we bring our own drinks. Hindi naman dahil nandidiri tayo sa pagkain nila. Hindi naman dahil ayaw natin kumain doon. Although meron naman talaga rin masiselan. But the point is, generally, dahil ayaw na nating magpabigat pa. Alam niyo nung araw, nung yung nanay namin nakaburol, nagtataka kami araw-araw, nagpapatay kaming baboy, kulang pa. Until one time, nagsipilyo ako ng malayo sa bahay namin dahil may mga tao sa banyo, sa mga lababo, kung saan-saan. Yung palang mga manunulungan, iniaabot over the bakod. Ang mga paa ng baboy, ang mga ulo ng baboy, lapang-lapang, kilo-kilo. Nakikiramay daw. Kaya pag pumupunta tayo sa mga patay, kumain ka na. Kung taga-probinsya kayo at malayo ang inyong pinanggalingan, hindi kumain na kayo bago dumating doon sa pupuntahan. Ipagluluto ka pa, ipaghahanda ka pa. Ikaw itong nakiramay, ikaw pang naging pabigat. Kumisan we overdo this kind of things. So paano ba natin mapapagaan yung bigat na dinadala ng mga namamatayan? As a church, luluso ba tayo doon? 51 pagkatapos makakanin tayong lahat. Can we do that? So we do this. We let non-Christians see love in action. Alam niyo po ba na maraming mga non-Christians ang nagkakaroon ng openness and open hearts not only to the gospel but also to us dahil sa nakikita nila na pagsusunuran, pagbibigayan, organization, decency of the people that go to the wake or to the funeral, nai-impress sila. Meron pa mga ganyan na kumisan, may mga non-Christian relatives, hahabuling ka pa, aabutan ka ng parang bayad. And then we don't accept it. Tayo pa nga nagdo-donate, tayo pa nga nagdadala ng bulaklak, daladala mo doon ng instrumento, daladala mo lahat ng tao, nasa shock yung mga kamag-anak nila na, bakit? Kasi kung mahal siguro ang bayad niyan, may dala pang choir. Inaiisip nila. Tapos nagugulat sila, wala, wala pala. Ganyan. And you know, these are openings. Kahit 1,000 John 3:16 ang sabihin mo, hindi kayang tabunan yung nakita nila love in action. So they see the high forms of doctrine in visible nature. Nakikita nila yon. And also, what else is the benefit of the non-Christian? They hear Christian doctrine dahil nagme-message tayo. They hear it. It's a wonderful opportunity. Kung minsan siguro, lalong-lalo sa ating music team, at dun sa mga ilan-ilan na faithful sa ministry na ito, kumisa nagiging baka parang mechanical na dahil, oh, another dead person, another dagdag sa statistics, palitan ng program, palitan ng pangalan ng in-memory off, at na i-photocopy, sometimes pwede tayong maging very professional in our approach about it. Try not to. Because every death is a fresh one. Maybe sa atin, statistic lang yun. Oh, pangatlong memorial service natin sa linggong ito, mga kapatid. Magbanat-banat ng lakas at lakad na naman tayo mamaya. But we avoid not to do that. Dahil dun sa pamilyang pinangyarihan nun, that's a first. And that's a fresh wound. So hindi tayo dapat maging professional. Hindi naman tayo mga peryante, hindi tayo mga sarswelista na nagpupunta sa bayan-bayan para mag-perform. Kaya dapat, how can we do that? We must really mourn with those who mourn. We do a lot of unbelievers the favor. We give them track. It's good. It's an opportunity. Hindi pag sabing, oh mga kapatid, meron pong namatay na ganyan. Kuya to na naman. Parang ganun ang nafe-feel. At alam niyo ba kung bakit kumisa nagagasgas masyado yung nagpupunta ron? Kasi yung mga iba naman, hindi naman sila nagre-relyebo eh. Hindi naman sasabing, oh, kami naman. Hindi mo lang mag-add even. Pag add number ang araw ng service, oh, kami pupunta pagka-even kayo. Wala, lagi nilang kayo. Parang ganun. At yung mga tinatamaan niyan, eh, dapat kayong tamaan. Siguro naman alam niyo kung sino kayo. Na hindi na kayo sumisipot sa mga lamayan. Ano kayang gagawin niyo kung kayong namatay at hindi namin kayo sinipot? Parang lumalampas na lamang sa tenga. Baliwala na lang. You know, because many Christians are so selfish. Selfish. Walang iniisip kundi sarili, sariling comfort, sariling panahon, sariling comfort. Anything that will derail their schedule, that will destroy their preconceived schedules of what they want to do, they will not permit to enter their lives. Isang bagay na dapat alisin natin, mga kapatid, at tulad nga ng sinasabi ko the previous week, ibalik natin yung concept, the beauty of sacrifice. Huwag tayong makiayon, huwag tayong magpakain dito sa concept ng culture of pleasure, culture of self, puro sarili ang iniisip. Of course, unbelievers benefit because we establish rapport with them and because through our ministry, they can get to the church. At hindi po kakaunti ang mga tao na naging Christian sila, ang naging daan, yung nakita nila, yung narinig nila sa pakikiramay ng mga Kristiyano sa mga namatayan nilang kapatiran. As I always tell our team, people may not accept the Lord today when we go there. Of course, there will be people who will accept. Hindi pa naman nasisiro yan because the work of the Lord will never return empty. It will always accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. That's what the Bible said. Kung meron man hindi tumanggap, sinasabi ko lagi sa ating worship team, makita lang nila ang maganda nating kilos. Marinig nila ang mensahe na galing sa salita ng Diyos. Maiba lang yung konsepto nila at mga inis nila at mga biases nila sa mga born again Christians, we would have unlocked the door. Maybe it will take another day, another occasion for them to accept the seed, but we have prepared the soil for the seed to fall on it. You don't have to make everybody accept Jesus at first encounter. Pero yun lamang dati nilang preconceived notion, mga maling haka-haka, mga inis, at mga reservations about us na mawala because of a good impression is already preparatory for evangelism. And in that case, I will call it part of evangelism. Napakahalaga. So we are comforters. Not one, not the music team, not the staff, not the few who are faithful, but we should all be comforters. I like to share with you this morning 10 commandments for comforters. Many of them borrowed from W. Versbe. Don't hesitate to borrow good ideas from people, especially if they are Christians also. Number one, 80% of the time, visit the bereaved as soon as possible. As soon as possible. What was appropriate to say 1 second ago no longer is and may hurt the feeling rather than help its cause. So hindi bukas, hindi next week, ngayon. At yung ating high ace na yan, napakarami na yung ginawang missions of love sa pagdadala ng mga bulaklak, ng mga corona. And I always specify yung mahal para matagal na nakabukadkad. Kasi bibili ka ng mura, bukas nakatiklop na at lanta-lanta na. It doesn't speak well of the sender. Visit the bereaved as soon as possible. 2. Do not come as a prophet or judge. Alam nyo ba, marami mga Kristiyano pumunta na sa namatayan, hukom pa. Siguro kinuha na ng Diyos, baka may ano eh, may unsurrendered sin. Nadidinig nyo yan. Lalo totoo. Kaya totoo kaya hindi, huwag tayong darating doon as judge. Siguro, dahil sa ganito, kaya ayan. Pumunta pa. Christians, we are not judges. We are comforters. Yung mga bulong-bulungan na bakit kaya nangyari yun? Ayan, kasi ganito, kasi ganyan. So do not come as a prophet or a judge. Yung parang alam mo lahat. You do not have to be a mechanical defender of the faith when you come. Well, I mean, do not come as a judge or a prophet. That is also one thing that I like to express. You do not have to defend the faith
all the time.
Kasi po ang namamatayan, kumisan bitter yung heart. Bakit? Bakit ginamit ko ako ng Diyos? Ganyan. Ang Diyos naman, ganun. Kung sabihin na, don't question God, that's a sin. Kalooban niya ng Diyos, tanggapin natin. Kung wala tayong masasabing comforting word, the best thing is to be silent. And just be there. The time of bitterness, the time of bereavement, is not the time for doctrine. It's only the time for love and acceptance and comfort. Tayo mga Christian, maraming hindi tinatanggap, pero meron din tayong nilulunok for the meantime dahil hinihingi ng pagkakataon. And one of that is when the person that we minister to cannot think clearly because his brain is clouded by pain or sorrow. You don't always have to come to the rescue of God. Hindi natin kailangan ipagtanggol lagi ang Diyos. Kaya niyang ipagtanggol ang kanyang sarili. Hindi natin laging kailangan ipagtanggol yung Biblia. Na ipagtanggol na ng Diyos ang Biblia all throughout thousands of years wherein kingdoms and people and armies have all tried to destroy it. If you don't agree with what a brother or a sister says, wait a few days. Wait when the wound has healed before you begin to be doctrinal. You don't come as teacher. You come as comforter. Marami mga Christian, hindi sila nakakapag-comfort dahil ganun. Sinasabi nila agad, talagang ganyan. Marunong ang Diyos, alam niyang ginagawa niya. Trust God. Tibayan mo ang iyong faith. You know, do not try, under number 2 pa rin ito, that do not come as prophet and judge, do not try to explain everything. Bakit? Don't invent reasons. You say, hindi ko rin alam. You can say that. And you are there to share with the sorrow, not to offer an explanation. You do not come as a prophet. You do not come as a teacher. You do not come as God or angel. You come as a human being sharing the sorrow of another human being. And that's the best we can do. You don't always have to say wise words. You don't always have to preach. Be there. And that is already a statement. Do not try to explain. Do not try to philosophize. Na bakit ganito kay bata-bata pa namatay na? Eh siguro, iniligtas siya ng Diyos sa maraming mga pain na darating pa sa kanyang buhay. Ano may sabi sa iyo? Bisa nung umi-invento tayo ng mga sarisaring kasaysayan para lamang paluwagin ang kalooban ng tao. Siguro baka ma-rape siya next week kaya kinuha na siya ng Diyos ngayon. Yung mga ganun. Ano yun? Sino may sabi sa iyo? Propeta ka ba? Hindi mo alam yan. So manahimik na lang tayo. Say, bakit kaya? Hindi ko rin alam. Then, share God's promises. Do not share your ideas. Do not share your concepts. Share God's promises. That the Lord promised that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That the Lord promised that He knows our situation. That the Lord promised this. That the Lord promised that. Share God's promises because they are sure. Don't share your prophecies. Share God's promises. That's number 3. And 4, avoid cliches. Tigilan na naman yung mga walang kapararaka na nonsense na pinagsasasabi lagi ting may namamatay. Condolence. Wrong pronunciation pa. Condolence. Di ba? Mali pa. Tigilan na yung I know how you feel. How will you know? Asawa mo ba yung namatay? Kasi namatay ang kanilang asawa, pero hindi naman yung asawa mo ngayon ang namatay. How will you know? You don't know. Kaya kung minsan may mga I know how you feel, you don't know. May naggaganon pa eh, nagtatalo tuloy sila. Kasi yung mga bitterness, nabubuntun tuloy sa kanya dahil marami hilig siya magsalita ng nonsense. Meron pang ganyan talaga ang buhay, una-una lang. Siyempre, mga, yung bang, ano kayang sasabihin ko? Kasi kung wala tayong masabing mabuti, huwag na lang magkumibo. Malilimutan mo rin yan. Sinasabi natin yun sa nasasaktan dahil namatayan, hindi tamang sabihin yun. Meron pang, ako nga nung namatayan eh, easy lang ako dyan. Yung parang sinasabi pa, ang weak-weak mo naman, nabuti pa ako nung araw, strong. Meron naman, parang natutulog lang. May natutulog ba namang nakabarong Tagalog? May natutulog ba namang may bulak sa ilong? Nonsense! Di ba? Parang natutulog lang. Hinulaan ko pa naman yan, mag-a-abroad. Yung mga kung ano-ano sinasabi na walang kapararakan. Huwag na lang tayong kumibo. Yung nandun ka lang, tama na yan. pumunta kayo sa patay ko, ano na maririnig niyo? Sari-sari. Naku, kaya pala halik ng halik sa anak kahapon. Mamamatay na ngayon. Yung kung ano-anong mga iniisip natin na actually, it really doesn't comfort. Kumisa, nagpapadagdag lang sa sentimiento, nagpapadagdag lang sa lungkot nung namatayan. Number five, because verbalizing may be inadequate, get physical. What do I mean? Kasi magpakundok condolence ka at magkung ano-ano dyan, a squeeze in the hand, an embrace, a kiss. Depende siyempre kung anong relasyon ninyo. Can be better. Kumisan yung mga namatayan, hindi na maitaas ang zipper ng likod nila, biglang itaas mo na lang. Kung lalaki ka, huwag kang makialam. Ano? Yung ganun. Yung physical, yung something touch, it's better than say something that probably will not be heard or will not be understood or will only display our ignorance. Get physical. Ganun din yung get physical, involve yourself. Kung may kailangan tulungan, gumagawa ng mga sandwiches, better, help. Hindi mo kailangan mag-philosophize, magturo, magsabi ng mga kung ano-ano. Be there and help. And that's a good way to minister. Then, do not discourage weeping or expression of mourning. Kapag ako nga katabi ng mga namamatayan, sabi ko, iyak. Iyak pa. Really? Kasi Christian ka, huwag kang iiyak, ha? Yung ating witness. Eh bakit? Si Jesus nga wept. Nung namatay nga si Lazarus, ganun na lang ang pananangis ng Panginoon eh. Bakit mo naman pinipigil si Christian para umiyak? Bakit pa nilagyan ni Lord yan ng lacrimal glands? Yung factory ng luha. Di dapat nung naging born again ka, isinara na yan. Weeping is part of our lives. There is a time to weep. So let us not deny people their humanity. Alam nyo, kumisan hirap na hirap ang loob ko. Pag nakakakita ko ng Christian na namamatayan, nagngangalit-ngalit ang pangalit, at tumatahip-tahip ang mga dibdib dito, nagpinipigil yung iyak dahil nandiyan ang mga brothers. Para mag-witness. Umiyak ka kung gusto mo. At bayaan natin silang umiyak. It's part of being human. It's part of loving. Hindi abnormal para sa Christian na umiyak. Abnormal yung namatayan ka na eh, pretending ka pa to be happy. And I have seen several Christians. But because I decided not to be a prophet at that time, they said, hoy, huwag ka na magpanggap, umiyak ka na lang. But of course, you encourage. You say, you know, if you want to cry, cry. Bakit nga ba yung mga tao, lahat ng umiiyak sa patay, inaawat? Lalo pag inililibing, inilalayo, pigil-pigil. Wala pa naman ako nakitang sumama sa hukay. Hayaan nyo eh, gustong ipuin, gustong tingnan. Kung minsan tinitingnan nila, buksan o dibubuksan, at ito naman, iyak-iyakan ng mga tao, yung mga kapatid, yung mga machong kapatid, isara na, sige na, tapusin na. Eh, gusto pa niyang umiyak eh. Hindi ko gusto pa niyang 15 minutes. Umiyak pa siyang 15 minutes. Ano ba yung 15 minutes? Tatlong araw na nga tayo naglalamay, limang araw. What's 15 minutes more? Bakit i-deny mo yung emotion? Isara na yan. Sige na. Tapos ilalayo. Lumalapit. Agaw-agaw-agawan. Bakit? Ano yun? Let's allow people to be human. They want to cry, cry. And you know what the Bible said? I read it kanina. What's that? Weep with those who weep. Mourn with those who mourn. Kaya ganoon na lang ang pandidilat ko dito sa ating mga music committee. Pag kami nag-iiyakan sa bandaro, nandun sila sa dilim ng puno ng akasya, nag-aabot ng mga candy at nagkukwentuhan kung anong napanood nilang sini kahapon. May tawanan pa, may mga sundut-sundutan pa dyan. You know, nagmumukha tuloy tayong plastic. Nandun ka, tapos eh, wala naman talaga doon. May dumadaang mag-ice cream, bilihan. Abukado pa, abukado flavor. Eh, may inililibing doon. Hindi makapagtimpi. So we do that, okay? So we allow them to be human and to express their feelings. And we also express our feelings. Hindi hero yung taong hindi marunong umiyak. Bato yun. Kung gusto mo umiyak, edi umiyak ka. Alam mo, nung araw, ako personally, kami yung magkakapatid, it runs in our family, hindi kami madaling mapaiyak. But, habang tumatagal yung ministry, ako personally, napapansin ko sa loob ko, yung sa loob ko lang, na halos ako'y pinagmumuntik-muntikanan ko minsan. But the only reason why I stopped it is so that I could finish my message. Eh, kasi, pagka nagpadala ka na, hindi mo na matapos ang sasabihin mo. That's all. Not because I don't want to be seen crying or what. Let us not hesitate to be seen weeping. It is also a God-given way to express sorrow. And number 7, of course, at na-mention ko na ito kanina, observe decorum. Dress correctly. Huwag naman kayong pumupunta sa patay na para kayong magja-jogging, para kayong pupunta sa disco, pupunta kayo sa party. We want to treat all funerals and funeral services and wakes as formal events. Hindi ba naka-shorts kayo, naka-knickerbocker, naka-duster, naka-roller? Yung iba talaga, kumisan yung pamilya mismo, ganun na itsura eh. Pero choice nila yon. But when we come, we observe decorum. We dress correctly and we behave correctly. We behave correctly. Hindi naman tayo mga artista na dadating doon magpe-perform alisan. We dress correctly. We observe good manners. Pinupuntahan agad yung namatayan. Hindi ko daan niya kayo choir darating or whatever, mga kasama ng team. Pagdating doon, upuan na. Hahanapin niyo agad yung pinaka-head of the family na nangangatawan sa buong pamilya and go there and greet or whatever, say good evening, whatever. Present yourself. At pag aalis na tayo, tayo nagpapaalam. The Chinese have a tradition. Pag pumunta sa mga patay, hindi sila nagpapaalam pag aalis. At pag aalis ka na, hindi ka pinapansin. That's their tradition. Some of you went with me to a memorial service for a Chinese departed. And some of you probably felt slighted that I did not make introductions. And that when we were leaving, nobody saw you to the door. Nothing, no one. Baka sabihin, kasi ang yaman, kaya ganyan. Hindi. Tradition yun. Liiga lang. Hindi sila darating doon, ganyan-ganyan. Basta kasi sila darating, tahimik lang, aalis, tahimik. Ganun ang paraan nila. Siyempre, iba't-ibang tao, may kanya-kanyang mga pamamaraan. So we observe that. We observe decorum. And then, of course, as I mentioned kanina, and let me repeat it, do not depreciate the bereaved experience. Huwag natin sabihin, lilipas din yan, makakalimutan mo rin yan. You know, it's pointless to say this. Nalulungkot siya ngayon, hayaan mo siyang malungkot. Let him have the full doses of that lungkot, dahil matatapos din yon on its own without us telling about it. And number 9, do not be mechanical. Don't treat it as just another social obligation. Don't treat it as just another ministry. Try as much as you can to put yourself in the shoes of the bereaved and behave from that point of view. And 10, of course, be patient with the healing process. We should visit and follow up later on after the funeral. Tapos, ano ba? 6 na buwan na, ganyan ka pa rin? Bigyan natin ng time eh, kung sa gusto pa niyang malungkot eh. Anong magagawa mo tungkol doon? Let us not depreciate that. And of course, hindi kasama sa 10, but very important, we should all give the material support that we can give. Hindi madaling mamatayan, lalo't wala kang pera. Kahit nga marami ka ng pera, mahirap mamatayan yung pakiyang walang pera. You know, napakahirap mabuhay, pero mas mahal mamatay. Sa mga panahon na ito, kaya mabuhay tayo, utak na loob. Dahil mas mahal mamatay ngayon kesa sa mabuhay. Death comes as a matter of fact. Christians can be comforters during such moments. Whenever there is an opportunity, huwag natin palampasin. Huwag natin palampasin. And because we are not perfect, give yourself 80% performance. We have 20% leeway. Huwag kayong lumampas doon. Anything lampas ng 20% leeway na hindi tayo nakikiparticipate dyan, it means we don't care. And even if you don't honestly, sincerely care, be there. And I tell you this, you will learn to care. Kapag ka nandun na tayo. Isaiah 40 verse 1 says, comfort, comfort my people. And Romans 12:15, mourn with those who mourn. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the ministry of comforting. May you see us faithful in the dispensation of this gift. Makita mo nawa kami, Panginoon, na willing to put down what we do, to be inconvenienced, to show to our brothers and sisters, and to show to you and to ourselves that indeed your love is at work in our lives. And because love is willing to be inconvenienced, teach us, O Lord, to prioritize the need, the feelings of others over our personal comfort. Teach us to minister. At nawa, Panginoon, ang pag-ibig na nagmumula sa iyo, ang tunay na maging lakas, ang tunay na nagbibigay ng direksyon kung bakit namin gagawin ito. Let your love be real in our lives. In Jesus' name we praise, we thank you for the ministry of love. Amen.
matapos pong ikalawa at huling bahagi ng mensahe ni Pastor Ed Lapiz ay pinamagatang Comforting the Bereaved.
Oras na po para pansamantalang magpaalam ang programang Day by Day. Tayo po'y magsama-sama mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Magandang gabi po at mabuhay ang Panginoong Jesus. Thank you.